Cat could hardly believe what Jay was telling her.
That's terrible. What are we going to do?
She asked. Cat was on the organizing committee for the prom. She and some other students had already put in a lot of hard work.
Maybe the story will help when it's printed,
said Jay.
You wrote a story about it? Oh, Jay, that's great! I can't wait to read it,
said Cat. Jay felt very proud when the next day's Parkdale news came out. His story was on the front page. Lewis had even given him a co-byline. Mayor Faces Fight Over Prom by Lewis Mendoza and Jay Grady. Mayor Sylvia Cox wants schools to ban proms, a source in the city council told the Parkdale News. Schools that do not do this could lose their funding this year. It is believed that councillors will have to make a secret decision on the funding cuts. You can't name me, but it's true, said a source at City Hall. Both students and teachers are angry. This is terrible. There will be a protest outside City Hall a week from Saturday, said Ms. Nancy Taylor, a Parkdale teacher and organizer of the group Save the Prom. Lewis had also written the editorial based on what Jay had found out. Editorial. Students deserve a chance. Our mayor, Sylvia Cox, seems to have a short memory. But the people of Parkdale and this newspaper do not. When Mayor Cox was a councillor, she tried to ban school proms. It is true that her car was damaged on a public street on the same night as the Parkdale prom 3 years ago. But those responsible were never found. And it is not known if Parkdale students were involved. What Mayor Cox also forgets is that our laws say that people are innocent until they are found guilty. We say that our high school students should not have to miss their prom. When Jay went to the office early on Saturday morning, Lewis was already there, as always. He looked as if he had slept there. Jay worried about Lewis. He worked so hard and he often looked very tired.
Your article was great, Jay,
said Miss Taylor when she saw Jay at school.
You and Lewis might help save the prom. By the way, I want to give Lewis some more information about the protest at City Hall. Will he be at the office Thursday afternoon?
I think so, Miss Taylor. Lewis is at the office a lot. I think he even sleeps there sometimes.
Jay was getting better at seeing and hearing things. He noticed that Miss Taylor mentioned Lewis a lot. Cat had baked some cookies, and she asked Jay over for a snack after school.
I think Miss Taylor likes Lewis,
Jay told Cat.
What makes you think that?
Asked Cat.
She's always talking about him. And yesterday, she told me she wanted to take some information about the protest to him at the office. She could have just sent it or called him.
Do you think Lewis knows that she likes him?
Asked Cat.
No, probably not,
said Jay.
Typical,
said Cat, sounding annoyed.
What did I say wrong?
Thought Jay as he ate another cookie. The next time Jay saw Cat was at the protest Miss Taylor had organized at City Hall on Saturday morning. Lewis had sent him to report on the event.
Talk to lots of people and take lots of photos. Also, tell Miss Taylor, I think she's done a great job getting everyone together,
Lewis had said. On his way to City Hall, Jay was still thinking about why Cat had been annoyed the other day.
Was it because I didn't say thank you for the cookies?
He asked himself.
Poor attention to the feelings of others,
his mental weaknesses list reminded him. He really wanted to apologize to Kat, but he was so busy he didn't get the chance. The protest was a huge success. There were a lot of people there, including hundreds of students and their parents and teachers. Miss Taylor had even organized and written a special chant.
No, no, the prom won't go, just because Mayor Cox says so,
shouted the crowd. The crowd called out for her, but Mayor Cox refused to come outside and talk to the crowd. Back in the newsroom, Jay and Lewis were looking at Jay's photographs on the computer, trying to choose the best one for the story.
Is she your girlfriend, Jay?
Asked Lewis.
What do you mean? Who?
Asked Jay.
This one.
Lewis pointed at Kat.
Why? How can you tell?
Asked Jay.
Well, she's in every single picture. I can understand why. She's very cute,
said Lewis.